full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches. Everything seems so different and promising for Krayshawn. The Oakland, California native had an incredible amount of buzz and press once the world saw the visuals for an undeniably catchy single, Gucci Gucci, who even led to a reported seven-figure deal for the Minnie Mouse ears worthy rapper, who appeared primed to capitalize on all the attention. So, what really went wrong for her? Today I'm going to be discussing her history of where she is now today. And before we move forward, we have to look back. Natasia Gail Zola, more commonly known as Krayshawn, is a popular American rapper and music video director. She went viral in 2011 after releasing a music video for the song Gucci Gucci that also served as her debut single. Her first business endeavor was with the White Girl Mob, a hip-hop group consisting of her, V Nasty, and Lil Debbie. Keys and Choppas, Cray's first mixtape, was released in 2010, shortly followed by Gucci Gucci, which made her go viral. At the time of writing, the music video for Gucci Gucci has over 60 million views and is by far her most popular work. That made it possible for her to sign with Columbia Records. Her first album was released in 2012, the same year in which the White Girl Mob split. And they still don't talk these days. Anyway, the album was called Something About Cray and includes songs such as Gucci, Gucci, Go Hard, La La La, La La, and Summertime. By the time her debut album came out, the hype had fizzled out like a bonfire in a snowstorm. Gucci Gucci quickly became the common case study for how viral hits don't always bring longevity, and the album set the record for the lowest first week sales by an artist on a major label, selling just 3,900 copies. It didn't help that you could only buy a physical copy from Hot Topic, or that critics were more often cruel than kind about an album that perhaps wasn't necessarily aimed at them. She collaborated with the electronic duo Norvo for their single Hey Ricky, but aside from the odd release here and there, including an unlikely collaboration with Grimes, her output has been spread relatively thin. Instead, her story has notes of a familiar tale of how major labels pluck young artists out of reality and then spit them back into it to quite brutal effect, with no care for the consequences. Where is music or modeling? Women always have a time limit, she explains. 1 in a million women are timeless in the industry. Usually you're just recycled. It sucks. Guy musicians can be whatever age. Since then, she's been focusing less on music. She's become a working mother and a businesswoman, turning her hand to a jewelry line of which she's a creative director, starting a radio show, vlogging, DJing, getting to graffiti, and starting plans for a Zion footwear, her banger tweets, my really funny ones. She's also started a female-only DJ collective with friends Chippy Nonstop and Brittany Scott. Among others, she also started tattooing and saying that she only tattoos virgins, but it's the thought that counts. Right now, I'm trying to start a store, she says. When talk turns to other plans for her future, I want to sell stuff I make and stuff my friends make and just cool things like this. Little bobbleheads. Nowadays, you could catch Krayshawn hosting her Cray-adio show on Dash Radio. You can tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. if you want to catch up with her. In an interview with Vice, Krayshawn said that she isn't sure if she wants to keep making music or not. Regarding her personal life, lots of things have happened to her. She had a baby boy named Desmond, who's already 5 years old by now. In an interview, she also talked about her troubles with the IRS and Callie failed to pay her taxes. According to her, she owes hundreds of thousands of dollars due to the incident, but she keeps her head held up high. But even amidst her unshakable drive and optimism, there are some scars left from her brief dealings with Mega Fame.
Well,
she succumbed to the one-hit wonder curse. But at least she's a working mother, and we'll always gonna understand that the music industry is very competitive.
All you basic ass hoes out there, man, I got rooms full of bad bitches. They don't need Gucci, they don't need Louis. I'm swaggin'. Hey.
Alright, that's all I got for today's episode. Were y'all fans of Krayshawn? I think I was after hearing Gucci Gucci on MTV. Anyway, the music industry is pretty competitive, and she really did have a successful debut album, but at least she's a hardworking mother and businesswoman now. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and don't forget to follow me on my socials. The link is in my bio of this podcast, and also send me voice messages suggesting which group or singer should I do next, because I really need some good suggestions. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope you enjoy.